The DNR board has twice passed new groundwater rules that include a standard for the breakdown products of the corn herbicide Alachlor. The DNR says use of Alachlor has fallen way off from 15 years ago, but the offshoots of the chemical, known as Alachlor ESA, stay around. The DNR says the breakdown products are now found in low amounts of 28% of private wells and about half of Wisconsin's municipal wells. DNR Groundwater Section Chief Mike Lemke says having the standard would not affect farmers, but would help private well owners.
There is no regulatory hammer with this. So this is really for the betterment of the people actually owning the well. And then if you actually do have it in your well, it gives you a more direct access to a well compensation fund, which is a fund that was established for providing homeowners relief from being contaminated by someone else.
The fund can provide up to 75% of the cost of a replacement well. Lemke says Alachlor's maker, Monsanto, doesn't want Wisconsin to set a groundwater standard for a chemical breakdown product. Republican lawmakers have been blocking the groundwater plan, and today the legislature's Joint Committee for the Review of Administrative Rules will hold a hearing on the proposal. Committee clerk Jeffrey Grothman is also an aide to State Representative Dan Lemahue. Grothman says there have been conflicting studies about Alachlor, and lawmakers may want a third look from a researcher approved by the EPA.
Do we have an accurate data? Do we have accurate studies? Or is the state and are its agencies just stabbing in the dark?
The state agriculture and health departments are siding with the DNR in the call for a standard on Alachlor breakdown products. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.